Get ready, because I'm going to suck your dad's dick. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. No anus tits. I'm not going to suck your dad's dick. I only put that in because sucking of dad's dicks, or okay, telling someone you're gonna suck their dad's dick is the best comeback of all time. I'm just trying to help you out. Next time you're out in public and someone just does something dick to you, you're at the club, the bar, whatever the young youth are hanging out these days. I'm not really hip to that, but you're out there and someone says something to you and just be like, listen man, whether you're a girl or a guy, listen, I'm gonna suck your dad's dick. They're like, there's really no comeback. What is that guy gonna say? Fuck you, man. All right, dude, you're so fucking gay. Yeah, you're right. Sucking dad's dicks is kind of gay. That's a good point, man. I don't know. I literally can't even think of any more comebacks. Anyways, welcome to Mike Sitting Down the Podcast. I'm Mike, and I'm coming to you from the heart of San Francisco, this biggest suburb, and this is the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. As always, is my co-host, Ignacio Juan Carlos. Ignacio, say hello. Ignacio, they can't see you wave. You kind of have to say something. Okay, thanks. So why don't we just cut to our sponsors? Sponsors! Sponsors! This podcast is brought to you by Ford. That's Ford with an F. Tons of certified pre-owned trucks in case you've got like hella groceries or something. Or you want to move a couch once every couple years. This podcast is also brought to you by a great new supplement called Amoxitran. Amoxitran boosts energy levels and cognitive function. In a few cases, Amoxitran usage resulted in depression, unplanned pregnancy, herpes, unplanned herpes, death, and selfies posted on the internet where you clearly look your best, but with a caption like, "The schedule is killing me," or "Can it be summer already?" Lastly, and most importantly, this podcast is brought to you by alcohol. Alcohol, it'll make you like you. Drown your anxiety, self-doubt, and low self-esteem in a tall glass of alcohol today. Some see results in just one pregame. That's alcohol with an A. Alcohol! Mike. Okay, before we get to the real meat of the podcast, I want to make an apology. Well, I don't want to make an apology. For legal reasons, I have to make an apology. To the guest on our last show, Katrina. Now, for those of you who didn't hear the last show, Katrina came on and she was a bit upset after I insinuated that her, by being named Katrina after the hurricane 2005, by keeping her name and not changing it to something else, I don't know, Beth, whatever, she was being insensitive to the victims of the everyone in the Gulf Coast who was affected by the tsunami. Or fucking earthquake, or tornado, whatever the fuck, hurricane. So, yeah, I know everyone thinks that she was kind of, whatever, I was in the wrong, but I'm getting a lot of feedback on the internet saying I was in the wrong. But I want to remind everyone before they side with Katrina, that her Twitter bio reads, Katrina, philanthropist, world traveler, lover, laugher, mother, daughter, believer. So, just know who you're siding with before you take sides. Okay, so for legal reasons, I have to read this apology. Of course, I don't mean a single word of it. Katrina, I apologize for my unkind words last podcast. I respect you and all the nonprofit work you do via your company, Wheels of Change, which just last year taught over 1,500 foster children how to rotate and change tires, equipping them with the necessary skills for the long road of life. I regret saying that Wheels of Change sounds, quote, fucking stupid, and I don't think you should, quote, Wheels of Change your idea of what foster children really need. Most of all, I apologize for apparently insinuating that by not changing your name from Katrina, you're squatting over the graves of everyone that died in the hurricane, then dropping a massive heater. In addition, I was wrong in comparing you being named Katrina to somebody being named Adolf. As Mike Sitting Down listeners are my witnesses, in no way do I plan, as punishment for you not changing your name, to sneak into your house while you sleep, tie you up, gag you so no one can hear your cries, slowly slide an ice cube down your face and down your breasts, and turn on reruns of Live with Regis and Kelly until you beg me to end it all. Again, sorry you were so butthurt about my comments, even though you were sort of asking for it, by insinuating that Juan Carlos was not just my co-host, but also my prisoner, just because he happened to be chained to my dining room table. Thanks. Mike, sitting down. I think that went really well. And if she still has more problems, then whatever, fuck off. Now the most important part of the show. It's time for Hypothetical Questions with Friends. Hit it, Mike.
Mike, Hypothetical Questions with Friends.
Huzzah. 'Cause she's so high, high above me. How's it going?
Good, how about you?
What good, dude. What's
the mystery going on right now?
All
right,
I know. Dude, I can't really talk. I'm actually about to get on a bus, but I just have three questions for you real quick.
Okay, what's up?
All right. Would you rather fly or be invisible?
Fly.
Would you rather be skull-fucked by Ray Lewis or fuck your dad in the ass?
Ray Lewis.
He's like the he's like a 300-pound defensive back for the Ravens. He's a monster.
I don't know who that is, but that'd just be too weird with my dad.
I mean, like, afterwards, yeah, like, the whole... Yeah, I guess not... Yeah, okay, that's good. That's a good answer. So you'd, just, so you'd take a good skull-fucking from Ray Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, and you know skull-fucking is, like, he takes your cock and... He takes his cock and just shoves it down your throat.
Oh, okay, I mean, I figured. I mean, they both suck, but...
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Sounds good. All right, last one. Would you rather have a tattoo that says loyalty in gothic letters on your neck? Like, really high on your neck, so if you wore a collared shirt, people would still be able to see it. And like really, really yeah. gothic letters, and that's for life, and you couldn't like cover it up with other tattoos. Or would you rather have to wear aquatic outdoorsman toe shoes? You know those things, those like running, really nerdy running shoes.
Oh god!
And you have to wear the nerdy running shoes every day for the rest of your life.
The shoes.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Even like your
real loyalty tattoo on your neck—that's worse, dude. You can like you can hide your feet. You can't really get on your neck.
What about it? Like at your wedding and stuff, or like
who cares? at my wedding, you'd still have a loyalty tattoo.
That's true. That's true. Also, yeah, I guess you could just have the photographer take it, everything from like the knees up, and you wouldn't.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And I heard those shoes are good for you, so whatever.
Oh god, dude. Spoken like someone with a girlfriend. Jesus Christ. Dude, those shoes they're actually pretty practical, man. I don't know. I hear they're great for your arches.
Seriously. I'm sorry. What's going on?
No worries. No, not at all. Not at all. It's not that important. It was I just have some questions for you. Ready for them?
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather fly or be invisible?
Fly.
Would you rather be skull-fucked by Ray Lewis or fuck your dad in the ass?
I would take Quaaludes and then take it from Ray Lewis.
No Quaaludes.
We've been over these, dude.
I can't... No, there's another one, but... no Quaaludes, dude. No Quaaludes.
Mike, there's no right answer to that question.
Yes, there is, dude. You take the skull.
No, there isn't.
You take the skull fucking and you whatever. It's gonna. It really sucks, and you get your throat surgery. Then there's no awkwardness between you and your dad.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, that's true. Okay. That's it. That's,
my bad.
That's gotta be it.
Okay, last one. Would you rather have a tattoo that says loyalty in gothic letters on your neck, like super high? And you can't get tattoos around it, or wear the toes shoes, like the outdoorsman running shoes, every day for the rest of your life.
Oh my god, dude! That is such a good one, dude. What about okay, hold on, let me think. On the back of your neck, you said?
No, on the front of your neck, and it's like high. So if you wear a collared shirt, you can still see it.
Oh, okay, like Birdman.
Yeah, exactly. And it's in gothic lettering, so it's like kind of it sticks out. Or where the outdoor shoes, like if you go to the bars, you like you're basically
dude,
have to meet your wife.
I do that. I would literally like that is I'd do the toe shoes, to be honest.
I think
that's that has health benefits too. Yeah.
That's real, dude. It's good for the arches. Great for the arches.
And you might be able to fit like some clown shoes over them.
Yeah. All right, good, dude. I appreciate the help. I'm doing a survey. Just a brief survey.
Are you ready?
Yeah. 'Cause she's so high, high above me.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going, man? How's the mania?
Going pretty well, dude. Good day today at the office, yeah.
Oh, good, dude. Yeah. You didn't fuck the kids today, did you?
No, that's more my Thursday, Friday routine.
Okay. Wow, look at us too. That's good, man. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's this really weird stigma attached to male nannies that, like, you're just going to fuck the kids, and I think that's kind of sexist. Do you find that's a problem facing you in the male nanny industry, or?
Yeah, I think it's a taboo, and nobody wants to face it, you know? So I'm glad that you're just asking the questions, you know, just,
you know what? And
tear the Band-Aid off.
And that's all I'm doing, man. That's all I'm doing is, exactly, somebody's asked questions, I'm just putting it out there, you know? Some male nannies do fuck kids, but it needs to be said that, but that's only maybe 30, 40% of them, and I feel like the other 60% are really marginalized.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
All right, cool, man. Well, real quick, I just got a couple hypotheticals. Would you rather fly or be invisible? And if you're invisible, people can still touch you, so it's like the Harry Potter quilt type thing where they can touch you, but you're invisible. So you can't
walk through walls and shit.
You can't walk through walls, and like, and you can like hit up the girls' locker room, but if they touch you, then like they're going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. I would have to say invisible.
Okay, cool. Okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather get skull fucked by Ray Lewis or fuck your dad in the ass?
Just one time each?
Yeah, but I mean it's not like one thrust for Ray Lewis. It's like he skull fucks you till he comes. So like, and Ray, I mean,
how long do you think that would take?
I mean, knowing Ray, probably 3-4 minutes. He likes his young boys, and they're moist. I mean, how moist is your mouth? I mean, I guess there's a ton of variables.
I mean, like, the better I suck it, the quicker he nuts, right? And hypothetically.
Yeah, but it's not as sucking, dude. It's like he's not interested in your saliva. Right. He's like thrusting down the back of your throat. Imagine like, I don't know, like a battering ram going down the back of your throat, and like, that's what he likes. So which way are we leaning?
I have a couple follow-up questions. What happens with his load, and that just gets shot down the back of my throat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can spit it out if you can muster it, but I don't have a feeling that it's just going to kind of go directly down the back of your throat. I've heard that his loads have been known to gag orcas. So, I mean, you might want to have a CPR guy at the ready.
Fuck, man. And for the fucking my dad part, could I, also theoretically nut super quickly, assuming, what if I get off of that, what if I love that?
Knowing my dad, I'm sure it would be a pretty quick, oh, tight, so like just only a minute then. Yeah, for sure. The problem with your dad, though, like the real kind of drawback is that your dad remembers it. So like you and him are going to eat dinner together for the next hour, and he's going to know like, oh God, he fucked me in the ass.
I'd rather get skull fucked by Ray Lewis.
Okay, that's really, really noble. It's real noble.
These are two great questions so far, man.
Thank you. All right, last one. Would you rather have a tattoo that says loyalty in gothic letters on your neck? Or, and also you couldn't wear like a collared shirt every single day. You had to like, show it off. And also it's so high on your neck. It's like where Birdman has Birdman written on his neck. So you couldn't hide that shit anyways. Or would you rather wear aquatic like the outdoor toe shoes, like the outdoor running toe shoes every day for the rest of your life? So like on your wedding day, you have to wear your toe shoes on like whatever, every single fucking day.
I have to go with the toe shoes, I think.
Okay, right on.
I mean, I could take them off at night, right?
Yeah. You basically decide between barefoot and toe shoes. So, like, basketball, fucking... You couldn't go, like, snowboarding or skiing or anything.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I've never done either of those things. What about soccer and shit? Like,
No, yeah, your soccer career is pretty much over.
Yeah.
And you could... Yeah, but... I mean, obviously...
Yeah,
what's up?
I'd have to still go with the toe shoes.
Okay. Yeah, I think...
The loyalty in gothic letters, man, is just...
It's
God.
Tough. It's tough, yeah. All right, well, I really respect all your answers, Johnny. 'Cause she's so high, yeah. What's up?
What do you got going on here?
I just got some questions for you real quick. I know you're, is South by Southwest over?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Had a good run. Okay, real quick, man. Would you rather fly or be invisible? And if you're invisible, you can't walk through walls. Like, people can still touch you and shit.
Would I rather fly? No boundaries on the flying, right?
No. But you're not, like, Neo fast. You're probably, like, I don't know, like, 30 miles an hour fast.
What kind of, who would I be comparable to in the flying department?
That's a good question. Think about, like Batman when he's gliding.
Hold on a second, Mike. Can I look at an old for a sec?
Yeah.
Would this be like a Superman flying?
No. Okay, so think about like when Batman jumps off a building and he's gliding. Like, that's basically how fast you'd be going.
Okay, gliding and flying.
No, you're still flying, but the Batman gliding speed.
Okay, so it's like flying like a bird. So like, it's not like fly to China right now, but fly to the end of the lake or something.
Exactly.
Or like fly to that building.
For sure.
Kind of like, okay, cool. But in the invisibility, I can't walk through walls.
No, and people can still touch you and shit. So basically, you can basically like kind of
sneak. I have to sneak by people and stuff.
Yeah, which is kind of shitty.
Okay, well, we'll add a couple things, because half the fun of like being invisible would just be like going into showers and stuff, or girls showering.
Exactly. So if you beat off, they could totally.
Exactly. And stealing shit. But no, you could still steal shit that way. You could still walk into a bank, like when someone opens the door.
Yeah, but they would.
Everything.
For sure.
Here's a good question. If I take something, can I put it in my pocket like a Harry Potter style and it'd be like invisible?
If it fits in your pocket, yeah. But if it's like a fucking car, you drive away in the car doesn't become invisible.
Me, then.
What's up?
The clothes are an extension of the invisibility as well, right?
Yes, that's a great follow-up, yeah.
Okay. Bucket fly. You'll pick up chicks a lot more better that way, and it'd be fun as fuck.
Okay, nice.
So I have a little bit of a vertigo problem, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe keeping that in mind, I say that, and it's like, all right, there you go. Now I can fly, and I fly, and I'm like, whoa, and I get crazy vertigo right away, and it's like, shit, I can't even use this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I have to sit there and have dinner with people like, yeah, you know, I can fly. Like, go for it. I get really bad
yeah,
vertigo.
Yeah, let's see it, dude.
I get full of shit, you asshole.
And they just beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, it's like, fucking idiot. Like, you can't fly. It's like, I promise I can. No, I go with invisibility then.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. We have to do this quick.
I live like Jumper.
What's up?
Like the guy from Jumper in that movie.
Dude, I didn't see
it. When Anakin Skywalker can like disappear into banks and then like reappear in his home.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. That Anakin Skywalker. Dude, he didn't have much of a career after Anakin.
Yeah, no, I would just rob banks and just live large and shit, but just like under the radar, you know.
Yeah.
Pay everything with cash. Still have a job, wait tables and shit.
All right, we have to do this quick because my trial thing only has 5 minutes. We only have a minute and
38
seconds left. Okay, real quick. Would you rather get skull fucked by Ray Lewis, so basically just like thrust his cock in the back of your mouth repeatedly like a battering ram, or fuck
like
your dad?
A prison
in the...
rape.
What's up?
Like a prison rape.
Exactly.
Kind of, like,
exactly.
Just, like helpless to it.
Exactly. Or fuck your dad in the ass.
Or fuck your dad in the ass. Yeah.
And also your dad remembers it. Your dad remembers it.
This is the classic one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
skull fuck or fuck my dad? Yes. Oh, okay. We're talking about rape or just something that you'd have to kill yourself afterwards.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
I
you just couldn't talk to you. Basically, your relationship with your dad is over.
How long would the skull fucking be? Like, I would like to imagine that, like, I've got, like, a really tight throat.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
exactly.
It was really pleasurable for him.
If you're a good
so
bitch, then.
Just really quickly, I'd go with the Ray Lewis just because of, like, I don't think it'd be that bad. If I fucked my dad, I'd have to kill myself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go over that.
Well, dude,
it's like you're talking about, like, ruining your relationship with your parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd go with the rape and just hope that I was, like, had a virgin enough throat to just please Ray Lewis as quickly as possible.
Nice. Okay. Nice. That's the popular answer, and I think I'd do that too. Real quick, 30 seconds. Would you rather have loyalty tattooed in gothic letters on your neck or wear those like individual toge running shoe things? 20 seconds.
No, I'm sorry. Individual what?
You know those like really fucking lame individual toe running shoes?
Toe running shoes? No.
Oh, God. You're so lucky, dude. They're like,
no, individual toe running shoes. Shit, no, I don't.
Okay.
But what was the first time?
Then just
okay,
say then you she's so high above me. Gotta thank everyone I called in order. That was Omid, Andy, Johnny, and Dylan. you guys are not only champions of life, but champions of soul, body, and mind. Guys, it's time for letters. Letters! Mike. Read those fucking letters. Mike. Woo-hoo! Thanks, guys. Okay, so letters. They're not real letters. They're emails. Why don't you... Okay, and if you want to participate in the email segment of the show, go ahead and email me at mikesittingdown@gmail.com. Duh, fucking Mike. MikeSittingDown@gmail.com, and we will read just whatever, like opinions, advice. You need some advice. You want to give me some advice. You think I should pull out? I'm not going to. Never. Whatever you want to do. You want to talk to Juan Carlos? Ayuda. Sorry guys. Juan Carlos' favorite word is ayuda. I don't know what the hell that means. I think it's some kind of nickname he gave to me. Whatever. We're very close, needless to say. Anyways. Dear Mike. First letter. Dear Mike. I think the reason you rip on hipsters so much is because you're jealous of them. Kind of like a closeted gay guy who hates gays. Fuck you, Mike. I hope you drown. From Marvin Bernard. Well, that's just one person's opinion, Marvin. And I'll suck your dad's dick. Dear Mike and all your seated friends. I like where this is going. Your podcast is the most listened to thing on my iPod. I really like where this is going. He continues... It's not like I like your show, okay, because I don't. It's more lack of competition. My iPod is empty besides your podcast, a 19-minute audio recording of an antelope being eaten alive by a pack of hyenas, and Taylor Swift's new album, Red, which is available now in stores everywhere and on the iTunes music store. Keep up the mediocre work. From Calvin Murray. What do you like, plugging Taylor Swift's album on the old podcast, you cock... Fucking... Dear Mike, it's become abundantly clear over the past few episodes that Ignacio Juan Carlos isn't just your co-host, but also your prisoner. Well, that's absurd. Oh, God damn it, I hate this. If his freedom isn't confirmed by next week's podcast, I'll have no choice but to alert the authorities. This is not fucking okay. Signed, Patricia. See, as soon as she said something as cunty as, this is not fucking okay, I knew her name was going to be something like Patricia. Like, who names their daughter Patricia? Is this like the 1930s or something? Good God. This is not fucking okay. But she just tilted her head and she said that. She was probably so excited. God damn it. Ignacio, are you my prisoner? He's shaking his head no. Last one. Dear young and professional and seated Mike. Another nice intro there. I love the podcast and was hoping for some advice about my boyfriend. Okay. Saying my boyfriend isn't romantic is a dramatic understatement. We've been going out for 3 years, and he has not once taken me on a real date. Mostly, he just takes me to his friend's house, where he and a group of 6 guys talk about how badly they want to get laid, and then drink until they fall asleep. If we go out to eat together, it's always pizza. And not like a nice Italian restaurant-style pizzeria. It's always slices, mostly to go. Last week, he bought us slices out of some guy's van. I finally mustered the courage to suggest we try something besides pizza, and he told me it was, quote, a fucking stupid idea. We only have sex at his house because he says it's, quote, closer, which would be fine, except his bed is a mattress on the ground. No bed frame. I don't mind him not being able to afford a bed frame, but he could at least decorate the place where we make love. Currently, his room looks like a crack den, and not one of those nicer ones. After we make love, he usually asks if I can get him water, but not from the upstairs sink because it's caked in vomit. I'm not asking for fancy chocolates and 5-star hotels. Just some decent food and bed sheets that don't give me sinus infections. I know he cares a lot about me. How do I convince him to show it? Thanks so much, Jenny Showalter. Wow, Jenny, that's a really tough one. See, guys don't think it's fun and neat to like go out and buy food with their boyfriends like you do with your girlfriends. Like, spending a lot of money on food is just not in the priority because we like to spend a lot of money on alcohol, and it's kind of like unless you make a lot of money, it's kind of like a one or the other type situation. So guys aren't in the habit of going out and like buying like a 3-course dinner just to feel neat and girly. So yeah, I can see where you're coming from, but I think it's tough because it's so kind of lame to go out and buy nice dinners when you're just going to poop out the food anyways, you know? It's like, it's just food. So you might as well just stuff yourself with something that just fills your belly and then just go buy, like, I don't know, a 6 or 12 pack or however many beers. I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong person to ask, but I think you need to chill the fuck up. So that's going to about wrap up the podcast this week. I want to thank everyone who I talked to on the phone and everyone who wrote in. Next week, we're going to have on the drummer of U2, whoever the fuck that is. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at glittershitter6. And also, please write in to mikesittingdown@gmail.com, and I'll read whatever you write on the podcast next week. And then, just last thing, I want to play a clip from a comedian named Bill Hicks, who was kind of a genius, and no one really knows about him. And I'm not trying to be alternative here. I didn't know about him until someone told me recently. But he ended every single show he did by like just this. He was like this real negative guy, kind of hated everything, which is of course necessary for comedians. But he ended this show with a real positive message. And this whole podcast is pretty silly and stupid, so I thought it ended with a positive message. And this is the clip. All right, thanks for listening. Keep sitting.
Bill Hicks used to finish his shows with this. Life's like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people. Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account.
My family. This has to be real. It's just a ride.
But we'll kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok?
But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want.
It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money.
Just a choice right now between fear and love.